the shadows you can hear the sounds. The rumble of a hundred hellhounds. Cries of the banshee, terror of the Wendigo. You all they can't see if they don't just know where to go. It's the creature. Whoa. It's the creature. Whoa. It's the creatures from the supernatural.
Welcome to the Supernatural Creatures and Lore podcast. I am your host, Dr. Chris.
And I'm his co-host, Mel Heflin.
And we're returning and talking about Live Free or Die Hard. Obviously a play on the words Live Free or Die Hard. And this is our second or third episode about vampires. And then we will not be covering vampires ever again. This was a vampire episode in the beginning of season 6 of Supernatural, which had a unique premises with the vampires trying to like use their powers to or people dressing up as vampires to like get girlfriends. It seemed to work for them. Something I would have tried in high school, probably not as an adult. But Mel has a plot synopsis for us for this episode.
Live Free or Die Hard, Season 6, Episode 5. This originally aired October 22nd, 2010. The synopsis is, Dean is turned into a vampire. After a group of young girls go missing, Sam, Jared Padalecki, and Dean, Justin Ackles, realize that a group of vampires has taken up residence in a small town. After a fight with two of the bloodsuckers, Dean is bitten and turns into a vampire. Samuel, guest star Mitch Leggy, tells Dean that he can change him back, but he'd have to get the blood of the vampire who turned him. Dean infiltrates the nest and runs into the alpha vampire.
And the alpha vampire is made up for the show. But what are we covering about vampires that's different this time around, Mel?
So the Twilight vampires follow a different lore than what we would normally consider vampires. And I would know because I've read Twilight multiple times and I watch the series several times a year.
Do you rewatch these movies several times a year?
Oh, yes.
Why?
Because I need to. You know how some people like crave chocolate or something? I get a craving for watching Twilight. It's real weird. It's usually on my period every month. I just have to watch it. Sometimes I can fight the urge.
But why?
I don't have a clue. Because my brain is, my brain hates me. That's the best I can figure.
This has to be the worst movie series ever with the most dribble I've ever heard in dialogue.
But if you can embrace the cringe, which
no,
is,
I can't because it's awfully, it's badly written and badly acted with some of the worst like characters ever, like, and just their development in general.
And that's what gives it its charm.
There's no charm in that.
There is an entirely new renaissance of Twilight happening right now. And I can assure you, because I collect some memes, they call themselves Ratties. And it's an entire Twilight movement where these people love the cringe of Twilight in a blue filter and the hoa-hoa-ing and all that. This episode is going to be very popular amongst them. I can assure you. Hello, Ratties.
These people don't look anything like vampires at all.
They're not. Actually, if you delve very deep into the lore of vampires, there are some things that align with the original Victorian suspicion of somebody being a vampire, but it more aligns with being a fairy. They are nothing like, you know, what would be considered modern vampires. And Stephanie, in the early days, said that she didn't know anything about vampire lore. You have to remember, this girl is Mormon, I believe. And she thought she was making up her own vampires. They're not vampires at all. They're fairies. And I have actually a lot of evidence. For instance, the meadow scene with Edward and Bella. It's a fairy circle.
The fact that he's glistening in the sunlight looks so goddamn stupid.
Fairies sparkle. Yeah, that was actually my next point.
But he doesn't, but he's not a fairy. He calls himself a vampire.
Because Stephanie Meyer had no idea what vampires were. And I guess she read about fairies probably in what were those books we read in the late 80s, early 90s? Frau? Was it Brian Frau?
I don't know who that
Everybody
is.
had those books. It's all about fairies and goblins. I have a whole bunch of them in my bookshelf downstairs. These people, the Twilight vampires, live in a glass house in the forest. Do you know who would live in a glass house in the forest? Not vampires. They sleep in coffins. Fairies. I'm beginning to sound like the dude from Timmy Turner, Fairly Odd Parents. Fairies! Fairy godparents! Vampires possess certain superpowers, Alice's ability to see the future, Edward's mind reading, Jasper's ability to control other emotions. Those are common fairy lore traits. And fairies are also obsessed with humans, which would explain why they repeat high school every 10 years for the rest of their lives. And I know what the fans are out there probably thinking. But Mel, they drink blood. Yes. In Scottish and Gaelic folklore, though, there's a Bawoan Sith creature, which is a fairy with vampiric characteristics, blood-sucking fairies. And they're usually incredibly beautiful and they terrorize the Scottish Highlands. So that's,
The fact that Stephanie, who wrote these, didn't have a clue about what vampires was about before writing them, just showed the lack of just absolute aptitude, and it just appealed to the lowest common denominator of I don't know. It just felt like when I was working at a bookstore, these girls had no clue what anything else was and never read anything prior to this, watched any vampire movie. And then when they grew up, and some of them I talked to years later, realized just how awfully stupid this entire concept and drama was, especially the character of Bella. In the episode itself, let's talk about like what the kids are using to try and get girls.
Gladly. So it seems like they cover themselves in glitter, wear some eyeliner. They seem it's so funny because there's the real vampires that are seeking out the girls and the fake vampires. They're pretending like they've got contacts in or they really have contacts in. And these are all things. I actually had a boyfriend who did this stuff. He would wear body glitter, and it did it for me. The eyeliner, all of it. It was great. I appreciated the episode. The one fellow who was actually like trying to get laid. Yeah, that actually yeah, it's right in line with that whole era of Jesus. Oh my God! Did you know that Supernatural was voted within the top 10 vampire TV shows?
I don't understand why the vampires on the show were as bad as the werewolves sometimes.
I agree. I really wanted to see like a hairy, freaky werewolf. Yeah.
What list voted that?
I only saw it in passing. I'll look it up.
I mean, the final episode of the show is Sam and Dean fighting a nest of vampires, and then that's how Dean dies.
I think it's on IMDb. Yeah,
But
it seems
doesn't
to
make any
be
sense.
number five.
The vampires on the show did not appear enough to make that list relevant.
You wouldn't think.
What were the other nine
Also on
vampire?
that list, it
What were the other shows on the list?
Buffy the Vampire Slayer, American Horror Story, Adventure Time, Blood Brother,
Okay, let's.
Angel.
American Horror Story, it's one season.
Yeah.
Okay, go on.
This Angel, Supernatural, Supernatural Bloodlines, Dracula, The Vampire Diaries, True Blood, and What We Do in the Shadows.
Dracula, the series from the 2000s
I
or the
assume
Netflix show.
so. It won't let me click on it. There's no picture and it won't let me click on it. Interesting.
Character Boris says, "These stupid little brats are so horny. They reinvented us as Prince Charming with a Volvo. They want a promise ring with fangs, so I gave it to them."
Yeah, they do.
Dean tells Sam, "Newsflash, Mr. Wizard, vampires pee." Production designer Jerry Wanick was excited to do something different for the Vampire Nest. The script said interior warehouse, but we'd done a lot of interior warehouses, so we wanted to push something that was more fun. We found this old building downtown that was completely gutted and turned it into an old bank. We brought in all the cool fake bronze and marble, and I thought that was a really successful transformation. From something that was just this barren white-walled shell into something that was really de richly detailed. It gave you a cool feeling that if you were a vampire and you wanted to have a lair that was atmospheric, you could hang out and get your head chopped off. The multiple beheadings that occurred desensitized after a while, but it's a little troublesome. Now, it was 6 years ago, because when you're trying to figure out exactly what a decapitated person looks like, it really looks like nothing on the show. It's a much grislier event. Despite what they allowed to show on Supernatural, they still got notes from the powers that be. For instance, the supervising sound editor Mike Lausche reveals that for that one scene, one of the notes was, "There are three or four too many beheadings." Then we asked, "What if you just hear them and don't see them?" Okay, so they rearranged the picture on the 5 second sequence on the top of the staircase as Dean is going to go through lopping the heads off of a vampire. Who plays our vampires in these episodes?
Let's take a look.
The music heard in the episode, by the way, is Bela Lugosi's "Dead" by Bauhaus.
One of our vampires, the one who plays Boris, is Joseph D. Reitman. Let's see what he's done. He looks like he works a lot. He's done more than I have. Wow. He's an actor of 118 different films and TV shows. He's been on everything from National Treasure to Happy. That was a good show. Money Monster. Looks like he plays a creepy Santa and something. All these vampires have names. Faux vampires, victim, faux vampire played by Aaron Buchholz. The alpha vampire is played by Rick Worthy. And he is known for Duplicity, Battlestar Galactica, While You Were Sleeping, and Star Trek Insurrection.
This is the as you mentioned, this is the first appearance of the Alpha Vampire as well. Who played the Alpha Vampire?
That's Rick Worthy, the one I was just talking about.
Okay. He remains a recurring character on the show until season 12, when he's killed by the cult.
I can't recognize who played a vampire and who didn't because all the vampires have names. Except for faux vampire.
This is also the first episode we indicate that Sam something's wrong with Sam.
Yeah, like finally they bring it up.
Well, we did the episode that comes after this first, before this one, and that's where like the Goddess of Truth really like gets it out of Sam that there's something wrong with him entirely. We come to find out it's his soul from Castiel.
And him letting Dean get bitten is how they're like, oh, something's going on here.
Taylor Lautner, Robert Pattinson, Zac Efron, and Justin Bieber, all mentioned by Dean. I was just on the island. Justin Bieber owns a lives, apparently.
And they bring up Hanson, which is a boy group from the early 90s, because they t Dean tells the faux vampire to bop on out of here.
Mid to late 90s.
Really? I remember all my little friends bragging about going to Hanson concerts. I'm just like, why?
Rick Worthy, by the way, God, that guy's got a lot of credits. He was with Jensen Ackles on the TV series Dark Angel, which was Jessica Alba's TV show in the early 2000s. I've seen this guy at cons before. I've never gotten his autograph. He went to a panel. He was on the Supernatural panel with several other people.
It's
I think it was
almost
around the
like working
time.
actors run into each other a lot.
It was at the time, whatchamacallit was on the air, Magicians. So a couple of the actors from Supernatural were also on Magicians.
I'm sure they recommend each other.
Right. And of course, I recognized him before he was the Alpha Vampire because he was on Battlestar Galactica. He was one of the hierarchy of Cylons. I don't know. The vampires on the show never struck me in any kind of great way as being anything super significant. It's funny to think again, he would last for till season 12, but he's only in four episodes of the entire show.
Yeah.
That seems like not that many.
I
What's
liked
fun?
his character a lot better than some of the other ones, like the darkness.
You liked him more than Amara?
Yeah.
Oh, he was also on the Vampire Diaries as well for six episodes. He was on more
Nice.
episodes of the Vampire Diaries than he was Supernatural.
I'm sure he's on a vampire list somewhere.
Have
Like,
you
hire
been
this
in?
guy if you need a vampire.
Have you been in any vampire productions since the last time we covered vampires on this podcast?
am always working as a vampire. I actually had an upcoming one to play next month, but I think I chose to play the werewolf girl next month. Anyways, I play Queen Dracula in the short film Queen Dracula Sucks Again by Curtis Everett of Saint Studios Films. Feel free to check out the Florida Trifecta, where we filmed three short films in 3 days. We had an absolute blast with it.
Queen Dracula Sucks Again.
Yeah.
That sounds very provocative.
If you like cheesy B horror movies where the continuity is completely thrown out the window from the beginning to the sequel, it's for you. It's extremely cheesy, and we had so much fun making it.
How much weight did you have to lose to fit into that corset? Jesus Christ, that thing looks like you have no waist or no organs.
I have lost about 50 pounds since moving back to the States.
I have noticed that.
I'm within 10 pounds of my goal weight, actually.
I have noticed that. The corset you're wearing just looks like it's insanely tight. Was it really uncomfortable?
No. No, it actually I didn't tighten it much at all.
But you wouldn't be able to wear that 50 pounds ago.
No, there's no way.
No. But I saw you in a picture of you on in a bathing suit recently, and you can clearly see like a huge difference between that and the film that you made with me in 2000, 2000, 2001.
I was insanely depressed and locked inside while I was in Japan. And now that I can get out and work out and travel for movies and do the things that I love and run away from monsters, I'm all the way back in shape.
Running away from monsters on set, does that help with the cardio to stay in shape?
Oh, for sure.
There's a bunch of pictures of, I think, from your film that pop up for you get a film called Dracula Sucks, which is funny. And so you have, I guess, better algorithms than this movie called Dracula Sucks, which is on Blu-ray, which looks like it's like 1970s exploitation horror. There's also a film called Queen Dracula from 2017 that I thought was you because it kind of looked like you.
I think that's the original.
Are you in that?
No,
Oh.
the continuity is completely thrown out the window.
Oh, okay. But this guy, Curtis Everett, he made your film too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
Gotcha.
he came to hang out with me for a few days, and we went up and we filmed three different movies, one called Palm Down, one called Queen Dracula Sucks Again, and another called Florida Man, where I play Florida Man.
What other vampire role have you done recently besides Queen Dracula Sucks Again?
I haven't done any other vampire roles recently, unless you want to count. I actually just finished voicing and editing. Oh, it's so sad. It's so bittersweet. I am finishing the series, Coven Cove, and I actually plan to do a photo shoot today for the character that I voice, where it's, the lead character of the series. Her name's Larissa, and it's been quite the journey. I have voiced and edited well over 50 hours for this book series, and we're getting ready to release the entire series in one shot.
Excellent. How come as
I
the
really
voice
loved it.
actress, you have to edit the book as well?
Yes. It depends on the company. So I prefer sending out the clean finished audio, but some companies prefer you to edit everything from your epiglottis clicking, if it does that, to any mouth sounds, but they want you to leave everything else. It's very strange. It depends on the company.
I new vampire adjacent comic book just came out this year called Detective Demona. It's about a succubus that's a private investigator. But since the last time we have covered vampires, which I think was in the 2000s, I did of course there's Vlada Dracula Tale, Vlada Tales of the Damned, Chronicles of the Damned, Vlada Resurrection, all the different comics and books in the Gender Swap Dracula Vlada universe that I've done. I have a new project currently being worked on. And there's me and a woman named Red Beasley put together a Vlada play script. So there's a play script that I'm trying to shop around. I haven't had a chance to really send it out to playhouses lately, but we take our my graphic novel and turn it into a play. It's about an hour long play, roughly. So I'm hoping a playhouse we'll pick it up that wants an original idea.
Wonderful.
There will soon be a spin-off of my Vlada Dracula tale coming up. Colleen the Vampire, which is the spin-off character from Vlada, will get her own comic book eventually. I have a few projects currently happening at the moment that I want to get finished before I work on that entirely. So,
Good stuff.
indeed. There was a movie that came out in Canada, I think last year. It's about a vampire who puts an ad in the newspaper looking for a suicide victim to help feed her, and she'll kill them and help them with their suicide.
Interesting. That's a
Yeah,
new
I
one.
don't remember the name of it, but I remember it came out and I was like, where is this movie? Marvel 5 years ago announced a Blade movie, which we still haven't seen in production yet. I don't think
Yeah.
this is happening, considering Mahershala Ali just signed on to the fourth Jurassic World movie.
Interesting.
Two-time Academy Award winner is going to do the fourth film in the Jurassic World series, which is apparently not being called Jurassic World. It's possibly called Jurassic Planet, which is the same thing as World, but that's okay.
Yeah.
Guys, 5 years later, you can't make a movie about a guy who stabs people in the chest and they turn to dust. I mean, come on.
Right.
I do know there was late this year, the Nosferatu movie starring Bill Skarsgård is supposed to be coming out, as well as we are finally going to get on HBO Max, I think this summer, the long-awaited Salem's Lot remake, but it was supposed to be in theaters, but it's been shelved for almost 2 years. Which is unfortunate. And Steven Spielberg, I mean, it's not, I'm sorry, Stephen King is pretty pissed about the whole situation.
Yeah.
Did vampires show up on the Winchesters?
I didn't watch the whole series.
I couldn't find
It's
anything.
so rough.
It's not good. And the continuity is really messed up about Mary and John. I just didn't understand why they had to mess with it like that.
So I did hear that at the end of the series or season or whatever you want to call it, that magically it's like, oh, we were in a different universe this whole time. And for me, it's like, okay, then what's the point?
That sounds stupid and lame.
Yeah.
That sounds so dumb. That's a cop out. That's them not figuring out how
Yes.
the hell to get out of the situation they made themselves, and the show got canceled, so who cares?
I would have gladly watched Sam and Dean from another universe, but who gives a shit about why? I don't know.
Well, with Dean's show, with Sam's show ending this year, Texas Walker, Texas Ranger, or Walker, and Dean, I don't know what Jared Padalecki is doing other than, sorry, Jensen Ackles, other than voicing Batman, which I think he's wrapped up on voicing Batman right now in the Crisis on Infinite Earths and more. The possibility of them doing something together again for Supernatural is plausible, maybe told from like a Sam journal or something, because they're not going to retcon Dean coming back to life. It would just cheapen out the ending to the entire show. But like a Tales of Supernatural kind of thing, like, oh, it's like Sam's kid and he finds the journal and it's like a flashback from there. I'd be totally fine with that.
I heard that it'd be a situation of like Sam's son is a hunter now, and then Sam and Dean have to get brought back out of heaven to be able to fix something.
That sounds also as awful.
I mean,
Leave Sam and
I
Dean dead. Leave
there
Sam
were
and Dean.
cheesier storylines.
Leave Sam and Dean dead and just do the flashback. Because also these guys are not getting any younger, so it's like you don't want to push the flashback to, let's face it, Sam and Dean have aged very well, or Jensen and Jared have aged very well in the 15 seasons of Supernatural, but seasons 1 to 15, the baby face looks very distinct.
Yeah.
You're not going to be able to recreate that. Those guys are in their 40s now. But I digress. We'll wait and see what happens. Mel, what's the next creature that we're going to be covering?
That's a great question. We're going to have to take a look.
I mean, there's this thing called alpha monsters, but I think a lot of that's made up for the show.
Yeah, it is.
And we've done
Haven't heard of that
skinwalkers.
anywhere.
We've done skinwalkers before.
Right.
So we've covered death because Dean does take death's job in order to help death get Sam's soul back. I guess the next thing we're going to have to cover is the worst episode of Supernatural considered by the fans, Dragons, because we never
Oh
see a
God.
dragon.
Oh, it's so bad.
Because we never see a dragon. But
Well,
I'd
there's
be more
clap
than
your
happy.
hands if you believe with the aliens.
Yeah, we never see a dragon on the show. So, and they do H.P. Lovecraft at the end of the season, but we never really get any kind of H.P. Lovecraft creature other than like the old woman that Bobby loves.
Yeah.
So, we'll have to cover dragons, but we'll actually talk about dragons and whatever lore of dragons there are. Because the show just did not have a budget, did not have the Game of Thrones budget, let's just say.
Right.
I mean, how much
Did
did an
Game of
episode?
Thrones even have a Game of Thrones budget?
They had $10 million an episode.
Which is so weird. You wait so long to see the dang dragons.
Supernatural probably had on average all about $1 million an episode, maybe.
Can actually look that up.
Where can people find you online, Mel?
At Mel Heflin, pretty much anywhere where there's media of some kind.
And you can find me at thatradiohorror@gmail.com or find us over on the Supernatural Creatures and Lore group page. Also at ChristySAB and at Mel Heflin on Twitter or X if you prefer.
Never.
And yes. And we'll be back with another exciting episode in another month of Supernatural Creatures and Lore about dragons here on Supernatural's Creature and Lore podcast.
In the shadows, you can hear the sounds. The rumble of 100 hellhounds. Cries the banshee, terror of the Wendigo. You all that can't see it, they just know where to go. It's the creature. It's the creatures. It's the creatures from the supernatural.